Imagine a contractor telling you they need to tear your house down, like completely to the studs, just to install a smart thermostat.
Yeah, that sounds a little extreme.
Right. But that is essentially what AI Insurance just did with their July 2026 release. Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're looking at their latest release notes. And, instead of just patching a few bugs, they executed this massive behind-the-scenes architectural overhaul to radically change how you manage daily insurance tasks.
Exactly, because they realized that to make the platform truly natively fluent in AI, they couldn't just, bolt the chatbot onto old code. They had to rebuild the foundation to be entirely API first.
So, meaning everything is machine-readable now.
Right. Every single piece of data,
Oh.
and more importantly, your highly specific instance configurations, are instantly machine readable.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit because they highlight something called an MCP server, which is currently in beta. Is this essentially like handing the AI a perfectly indexed filing cabinet instead of dropping it in a room full of loose paper?
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Okay, but how does this actually translate to saving time and money for the user?
Well, think of the MCP, the Model Context Protocol, as a universal translator. Before, an AI agent had to burn processing power, which means consuming tokens.
And consuming tokens means spending money.
Exactly. It was stumbling around trying to interpret how your specific insurance instance was customized. And that guesswork leads to errors.
Makes sense.
But the MCP server provides a highly structured map. The AI knows exactly where every file is, which drastically cuts down token usage and, boosts the success rate of automated tasks.
But handing an AI all that power is, well, it's maybe even terrifying if the underlying data structure is brittle.
Oh, absolutely.
So they've completely re-architected the data model from the ground up.
Right.
You no longer need to submit a support ticket just to add specific fields for filters or smart tags.
Or even new calculated fields, yeah. Plus, they claim exporting massive amounts of financial events is now over 100 times faster.
100 times? Wait, how did they even pull that off?
Well, by moving away from old, siloed relational databases to a more unified data structure, pulling a massive financial report doesn't require searching through like dozens of disconnected tables anymore.
Oh, wow.
And that efficiency cascades. Because the core tooling is so much faster, they can now fully onboard new insurance programs in 60 days. In fact, one recently took less than 30.
That is incredibly fast.
Right. And maintenance changes that used to take months of lead time, they now take minutes.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the daily user? If I don't need a support team to handle my custom fields and exports anymore, aren't I taking on way more risk?
How do you mean?
It just feels like I could accidentally break my own reporting system.
You know, you would be if this were just a surface-level UI update. But the new architecture physically restricts you from altering the core foundational rules.
Oh, okay.
You have total flexibility to build complex reports and tag data on your end, but the underlying system is locked down. It enforces a rigid consistency, so you literally cannot break the core ledger.
Let's pause on that idea of an unbreakable ledger, because here's where it gets really interesting for tracking historical policy changes. They've massively improved their endorsements and bordereau features.
Yeah, the time traveling stuff.
Exactly. Which, if you're dealing with complex historical reinsurance reporting, is usually a total nightmare.
Right, because historically, systems just overwrite old data. But this new architecture acts almost like a financial blockchain.
Blockchain.
Yeah, and instead of just saving the current state of a policy, it logs every single transaction and change as an unalterable block.
Oh, wow. Which means when you run a bordereau export for a specific Tuesday, like 3 years ago, the system doesn't just guess what the policy looked like.
Exactly. It perfectly rebuilds the blocks up to that exact second.
Ah.
Every single field outputs exactly as it appeared the moment the transaction was bound.
That is amazing.
You don't have to stress over which fields respect the as-of-date anymore. It is completely frozen in time. And they've paired this with a much better policy timeline UI, a detailed activity log, and a policy transactions API.
So you get total granular visibility into how any policy evolved.
Basically.
It's all about completely removing friction from your workflow so your program can adapt instantly. Keep in mind, though, because this is such a fundamental architectural shift, AI Insurance is migrating instances gradually over the next 6 months.
Right, they will reach out to schedule yours.
Yeah. But it leaves you with a pretty wild thought to chew on while you wait. If this new architecture allows AI to flawlessly read and interact with your custom configurations today,
Yeah.
How long until the AI can autonomously design and spin up entirely new insurance programs for you tomorrow?